WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Today marks the 100th anniversary of the birth of Dashiell Hammett. Commentator Maureen Carrigan thinks that our avid mystery reader president, Bill Clinton, should declare today a national holiday so all Americans could take time off to read and appreciate one of our great national treasures, the hard-boiled mystery.
Of all the great dead American writers of the 20th century, Dashiell Hammett is the one I would have most liked to have known. He's also a writer I'm glad I never did get to meet. People close to Hammett, including his longtime love, Lillian Hellman, described him as a boozer and a womanizer. But like his greatest detective creation, Sam Spade, who Hammett characterized as a blonde Satan, Hammett, too, was a puzzling moral hybrid. He had real guts and integrity. For instance, when World War II began, Hammett was 48 years old and sickly. But he somehow conned Army recruiting officers into letting him enlist. A few years later, during the McCarthy period, Hammett refused to name names. He served 6 months in a federal penitentiary and was blacklisted and broke until his death in 1961. Hammett also endured one of the longest writing blocks on record. After the publication of his last novel, The Thin Man, in 1934, he'd spend most mornings staring at a blank piece of paper. He did this for over 20 years. That's courage. Maybe instead of the dubious pleasure of meeting Hammett, I'd really like to have shadowed him during the 1920s, followed in his mental footsteps as he was creating the new kind of mystery people would call hard-boiled. When he was young, Hammett had actually worked as a Pinkerton detective, and he knew none of his colleagues sounded like Sherlock Holmes. Hammett helped Americanize the mystery story by making his private eyes speak the pared-down poetry of the mean city streets. Besides Sam Spade, Hammett also created an overweight investigator called the Continental Op, whose name is short for operative or detective. These two characters represent some of our first modern heroes. They're men so disillusioned by the post-World War I world, they cling only to their work for meaning. Here's the Continental Op explaining himself in an early short story entitled The Gutting of Kufignal. "I'm a detective," the op says, "because I happen to like the work. I don't know anything else, don't enjoy anything else, don't want to know or enjoy anything else." The sense of isolation, exhaustion, and minimal expectation that comes through in the op's words is echoed not only in other detective stories, but also in the writing of high modernists like Hemingway, Gertrude Stein, André Gide, and William Faulkner, all of whom admired Hammett. Of course, Hammett also lives on in the work of contemporary detective fiction writers, and this summer promises a bumper crop of bumped-off bodies. Robert B. Parker has a new Spencer mystery. I haven't read it yet, but I will. Even when Parker's writing is on automatic pilot, we fans have to read him just to keep current with Spencer's extended family. I've heard some people complain that women PIs are too PC. These are usually the same people who claim the detective story reached its zenith with Mickey Spillane. If you listen to them, you'll miss out on two terrific new novels. Linda Grant's fourth Catherine Saylor mystery, entitled A Woman's Place, is a superb thriller about sexual harassment via email. And in Tunnel Vision, the new Sarah Paretsky mystery, V.I. Warshawski's world is crumbling. She's losing clients, being evicted from her office building, and turning 40. Because her computer is wrecked, V.I. has to solve a murder the old-fashioned gumshoe way, by foot, fist, and fast thinking. Sam Spade would be proud.
Maureen Carrigan teaches at Georgetown University.